even acknowledging his ability to know the end from the beginning. What's been told us about the judgment is that it involves an investigation of books, and that it begins with the first that lived on earth, the dead, and progresses into the living. But we're also told that every case is looked upon individually. And this teaching is telling us whether we can understand truly every aspect of what's going on in the Most Holy Place. It's teaching us through a thus saith the Lord that the names are taken one by one in a progressive order. Selected Messages, Book 1, page 125. In 1844, our great high priest entered into the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary to begin the work of the investigative judgment. The cases of the righteous dead have been passing in review before God. When that work shall be completed, judgment is to be pronounced upon the living. How precious, how important are these solemn moments! Each of us has a case pending in the court of heaven. We are individually to be judged according to the deeds done in the body. Please see, the judgment is progressive, from dead to the living. But individually, these people, including ourselves, will be judged one at a time. Now, another way that the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy teaches us, attempts to teach us that the judgment is progressive, is the truth that we find in 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? It doesn't say, 1 Peter 4:17 doesn't say, judgment takes place upon God's people. It says it begins at the house of God. Giving us a beginning point implies there's an ending point, and there's something in between the beginning and the end. Review and Herald, January 11th, 1887. It is possible to be a formal, partial believer and yet be found wanting and lose eternal life. It is possible to practice some of the Bible injunctions and be regarded as a Christian and yet perish because you are lacking in essential qualifications that constitute Christian character. The destroying angels have the commission from the Lord, begin at my sanctuary, and they begin at the ancient men which were before the house. If the warnings which God has given are neglected or regarded with indifference, if you suffer sin to be cherished, you are sealing your soul's destiny. You will be weighed in the balances and found wanting. Grace, peace, and pardon will be withdrawn forever. Jesus will have passed by, never again to come within the reach of your prayers and entreaties.